Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Raven Black by Anne Cleves, published by Pan Macmillan in 2009. Today it's all about missing girls, the Shetland Islands, and community. It's New Year's Day on the remote island of Shetland, when Fran, a newcomer to the island, sees something red in the snow with ravens flocking in the air. She investigates further and finds the body of her teenage neighbour, Catherine, strangled. Catherine, like Fran, is new to the island. When the news breaks, the small community goes into shock and begins locking their doors for the first time in years, but they are all quick to blame a local loner named Magnus. Magnus was the last person to see Catherine alive, but the community also remembers a similar murder 8 years ago when they also all blamed Magnus, but he was never convicted. Detective Inspector Jimmy Perez originally comes from the neighbouring island of Fair Isle, and he knows how the Shetland community works, and he's keen to break the case before the outsiders from Aberdeen arrive. As he wanders the town investigating the murders, he runs into old familiar faces, and not all are welcome. Perez investigates further and delves into the community of Shetland, including the hierarchy of the families and the power networks, including the playboy ex-husband of Fran, the woman who found the body, who is known for his flamboyant parties, and the dead girl's only friend, Sally. And all in the dark and cold of January, and the preparations for the upcoming local Yuletide fire festival called Upheli Ar. Now, why I wanted to talk about this book is primarily because it brought me back to crime fiction. I used to read an awful lot of crime, but then one day I stopped. Maybe I just read too much and I'd had my fill. Then for years I avoided crime, until I picked up Raven Black at a friend's place and got sucked right back into the wonderful world of crime fiction. Now, firstly, the setting is interesting for someone like me, all the way from Australia, exploring the isolated communities of the Shetland Islands in the middle of winter. But it's also the characters which made this book resonate with me. And not only the main character, Detective Perez, who wants to prove himself against the mainlanders while being sympathetic in his investigations and dealing with his own grief. As the book unfolds, we begin to learn more about Catherine and her complicated teenage life, and the reader is given a chance to sympathise rather than immediately demonise the Magnus character, who is vulnerable in his own way, and yet the dread is still there. Did he really do it? And one character that particularly resonated with me was Catherine's only friend, Sally, a girl who desperately wants to be grown up and finally finds a kindred spirit in the lively Catherine, only to have her murdered. The book also examines the way a community can close in on itself to protect its own, while casting out one person for blame, a pattern in society since our tribal days, and all set against the beautiful raw backdrop of the Shetland Islands. Now, Raven Black is the first in a series, known as the Shetland series, and it was also made into a TV series called Shetland, made by the BBC in 2014. So if you like crimes in small communities, beautiful scenery, troubled teenage antics and fire festivals, you might like Raven Black by Anne Cleves. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
Sounds. C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.